More than 2 years on from the 52-48 vote to leave the EU, the UK seems more divided than ever on Brexit. MPs unable to agree, some calling for a second referendum, others pushing for the UK to leave without a deal. But how do voters feel about what's going on?
Hello. Tony, welcome to Trans-Europe.
It really is a nice cafe.
Thank We've brought Brexiteer Tom to meet Remainer Tony at his appropriately named Trans-Europe Cafe in Glasgow.
Sovereignty isn't a gift to be given away, it's something that we the people should hold on to.
Fair enough. I enjoy the freedom of movement around the European continent. I had a French wife for 10 years. There's a lot of products that we use in here that aren't actually produced in the UK. I'm a bit concerned about, you know, kind of having to stockpile certain goods in my business, goods going up in price because of falling currency values, increases possibly in border taxes.
We're selling to them. So if they would want to cut off their nose to spite their face, I don't think any rational business person would want that.
But we're not talking about rational European businesses, as you've quite rightly pointed out. Yes. And although pesto producers in Northern Italy may wish to continue to supply Trans-Europe Cafe in Glasgow, who knows what's going to happen administratively in between.
But what do the guys think will happen next?
I would hope that there can be a fair deal for both sides, where we can leave happily and continue as normal.
I've really no idea where we're going to crash out with no deal and what that actually means in economic and freedom of movement terms. I don't rightly know. I guess all shall be revealed by the 29th of March.
I'm sure your cafe will prosper no matter what happens, whether we go back to WTO rules or whether there is a deal. Trade will always occur across boundaries and across borders. I don't think there'll be any problem in the future with supplying the goods that you want to supply to your customers.
Here's hoping.
Cool, man. Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome.